Welcome to Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa as we continue our discussion concerning ALS awareness. And we're joined in studio by Dr. Hiroshi Mitsumoto, who is the director of the Eleanor and Lou Gehrig MDA and ALS Research Center at New York Presbyterian Columbia University Medical Center. We're also joined by Dr. Joseph Higgins, the medical director, neurology, Quest Diagnostics, and Doreen Gordon, the president and CEO of the ALS Association Greater New York Chapter. And Dr. Mitsumoto, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Talk a little bit about the current research and the treatment options for ALS.
About 5 to 10% of ALS is familial. So now we know more than 15 different genes. So if you know the mechanism of familial ALS, it might help the understanding of sporadic ALS. That means there is no family histories. About 90% of ALS are sporadic. That means we don't know the cause. No, there is no genetic causes, although we might think something not just one gene, but multiple gene causing this disease. About 30 different medication has been tried, but all failed. What you live, what you eat, where you live, maybe those environmental factors may give some negative impact to those who have susceptible to this disease.
Dr. Higgins, let's talk a little bit about the symptoms of ALS, and let's start there for what people can sort of look for as they become more aware of this illness.
Well, sometimes it's very difficult to diagnose initially. The signs and symptoms are usually a combination of both what they call upper neuron and lower motor neuron symptoms, meaning upper motor neuron where you get spastic or you have increased tone in your lower extremities, and lower motor neuron where you become weak. ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, is a disease where you get progressive muscle weakness. Sometimes in the beginning it will be misdiagnosed as a cervical neck pain or something like that, where you'll get cervical spondylosis, so sometimes a necessary surgery is done. And then as time goes on, the doctor and neurologist realizes it's ALS.
Doreen, obviously the ice bucket challenge has swept the country. It's raised tremendous awareness and funds.
Well, the ice bucket challenge has been certainly a tremendous campaign for awareness and fundraising, and has so far brought in $50 million to the ALS Association. The ALS Association has 500,000 new donors to the association, so we're certainly going to engage them. And on a local level, we're finding that people have engaged and re-engaged in our local activities. We have walks to defeat ALS, and we've seen the registration for those walks just skyrocket.
Is this something that's getting worse?
Some people are susceptible to certain things, heavy metals, agricultural chemicals, psychological stress. Some people are more susceptible to excessive exercise and trauma and so forth. Those are not separable. I think it's going into more cell death mechanism, oxidative stress, into negative impact motor neuron. That's what we have to find out.
Also mentioned that amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, motor neuron disease. So there's many causes of motor neuron diseases besides amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. So it's important for doctors to use places like Quest Diagnostics and to look at the differential diagnosis besides ALS. Some of those diseases are very different but common mechanism. And we also know that looking at neurodegenerative diseases in general, from Parkinsonism to ALS to Alzheimer's disease, there are certain proteins that are involved in all those diseases.
We have found also that veterans are twice as likely to develop ALS than the general population. We don't know why, but the Department of Defense has included ALS as one of the 20 diseases that they study in their research program. So we are very much advocating for more funding for that program, and that program is directed towards developing treatments, because when our veterans come home, we have nothing really to give them.
Dr. Mitsumoto, Dr. Higgins, Doreen Gordon, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for sharing the information, the experiences, and educating our audience. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.